morning's reading is taken from Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being just a man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
Please take a seat. Can I add my welcome to Sam's? My name's Kev Murdoch. I'm the minister of Euston Church. It's a thrill for us that you've come to join us for our Christmas celebrations. Despite COVID doing its best to play the Grinch again, it's wonderful that we're able to be together. I want us just to focus for a few minutes on that final reading. It's on the sheet there. It's very famous. And Joseph is the main character there. I think he's one of the unsung heroes of the entire New Testament. Because what a drama this unsuspecting young man suddenly finds himself the center of. Sentence 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Sadly, the Gospels don't record the moment where Mary told her fiancé that she was pregnant, despite them not having known one another, as the old version of the Bible puts it. You're what? How? Who? No, really, it's not what you think, Joe. It's the Holy Spirit who's the Father, honest. Yeah, right. Well, I think we can be a bit snobbish about people from the olden days as if they were inherently more likely to believe in Santa or a virgin birth than we would. No, Joseph knows where babies come from. I take it that's why it says he resolved to divorce Mary quietly. And I take it that's why he needed his own word from the Lord's messenger to overcome his virgin birth skepticism. Sentence 20. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. And Matthew, the gospel writer, our authorized biographer, he gives you and me an extra word from the Lord to help us with our virgin birth skepticism. Sentence 22. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. You know, one of the reasons why we can trust the Bible as historical and reliable and authentic is because you get loads of these sometimes very precise predictions, prophecies, followed hundreds of years later by very precise fulfillments of them in the life of Jesus, in the way that no one person or group could ever have stitched up if it was a lie, given the time scale involved. Yes, a virgin birth defies the laws of nature, but that's the point. A totally unique conception for a totally unique individual. Sentence 23 again. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Emmanuel. This name speaks of a divine visitation. Lo, among the manger lies he who shaped the starry skies. And it's one of the most beautiful truths in the Christian gospel. No distant deity hearing our plight from afar and wishing us well from the comfort of his balcony. No, this is the God of the personal connection, of genuine solidarity. God over us, he is still that. But God with us too. God one of us. The late Professor Stephen Hawking, a genius, and you know, normally who would dare to disagree with him on most things, he said this. The human race is just a chemical scum on a moderate-sized planet orbiting around a very average star in the outer suburb of one among 100 billion galaxies. We are so insignificant that I can't believe the whole universe exists for our benefit. Now, we shouldn't shy away from that sterile worldview if it's true. Please don't buy the religious alternative just because it feels more festive or because it's more comforting in COVID time. But I'm afraid that kind of scientific atheism is unscientific in the way it refuses to engage with the evidence presented here. Still evidenced in our world today, no single person's life and teaching have shaped our planet like that of Jesus Christ. Again, totally logical. If he's God with us in a way that no serious other religious leader has ever claimed even about themselves. And he is such good news because we all have anxious questions, don't we, about the details of our lives, about our ultimate purpose. Well, God with us is his name. But what that means for you is that you never have to wonder again whether anyone out there sees or cares. God with us is the message of Christmas. God with you. And his other name here tells us why God came to be with you. Sentence 21. She will bear you a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. I've got a nephew called Logan. That's a good Scottish name. We're Scottish on my side of the family. But his mum, my sister-in-law, she is Brazilian. So Logan is half Brazilian, half Scottish. In other words, he carries DNA from the top two footballing nations in the world. Well, they gave him the middle name Leonardo. And the plan is basically, you shall call him Leonardo, for he shall save the Scottish people from their footballing sins. That's our great hope for the boy as he grows up. Well, mighty expectations on the shoulders of this little one in Mary's tummy. God with us to save his people is what the more familiar name Jesus means. Do you need saving? Save us from COVID. I mean, can you believe the way this thing has dragged on? Is this going to be us every Christmas now? Not COVID year, COVID era, it seems. God with us gets and cares about all of our burdens. But his visit with us is laser focused on saving us from the root cause. Did you see it in verse 21? Again, you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Sin. Christians are always going on about sin, aren't they? Sin doesn't sound very Christmassy. Also could sound like a bit of an anticlimax, to be honest, compared to the other things that we might want saving for. But it is our root problem. God with us knows what we're really like. See, he sees to the bottom of your soul, your regrets, my guilts, our shames. He sees and cares about what we've done to each other and to his planet. Would we be embarrassed to have God with us in our worst moments? And yet, his name is Jesus. That implies we need saving. It's humbling for us to hear. But his name is our only hope, because it means he has come among us precisely to save. And there's loads more to say about how the Bethlehem baby saves people from their sins. Lots more in here. This is Matthew's gospel. Lots about why that salvation would be so joyful and good. But what if in all the complexity and confusion, all of the anxieties that we currently live with, what if this global, thousands-year-old celebration really means something true? What if your Maker really has come looking for you? I think Joseph's quite a good role model for us. He shifted pretty quickly from drop all this quietly to doing as the Lord commanded. So the challenge is, will you drop this quietly? Will you be tempted to at the end of the carol service for another year? My personal experience in trying not to do that doesn't mean that I now have all the answers or every problem solved. We have sad things in our family at Christmas, as I'm sure you do in yours as well. And on top of that, it takes some honest self-examination to admit I need saving. That isn't easy. But if I try to draw near to the God who has drawn near to me in Jesus, what I find is the joy and the freedom of forgiveness, the freedom of knowing who's out there, the blessing of being rerouted in the purposes that God made me in his image for. And to be honest, where else are you going to find answers? Are you going to save yourself? Happy Christmas. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. We're going to pray.
Christ born for us, God with us, help us to hear you, to believe in your name, to receive eternal life this Christmas. Wonderful Counselor, you order all things with your wisdom. Help your people to make you known to all those who work, study and live here in central London. Mighty God, the government is still on your shoulders. Guide our earthly leaders to govern in humility and justice in these hard times, mindful of their accountability to you. Prince of Peace, you bring reconciliation and healing. Please give physical aid and the light of the gospel to all who are suffering, particularly remembering those separated from family at this time or isolating with COVID, and the many around the world for whom COVID is not even their worst problem. Please comfort them. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Most High, King forever, hear our prayer, receive our praises, and fill our lives this Christmas. Amen.